You're listening to SBS News.
Space Cows. That's the name of the new project that will join the minds of traditional owners, scientists from Australia's National Science Agency, CSIRO, and trillion-dollar company Microsoft. While it sounds like they'll be sending cows to space, they're not. But the project is still intriguing. Unmanaged feral cattle and buffaloes will be surveyed from space, using satellite technology. Andrew Hoskins from the CSIRO is one of the scientists dedicated to the project.
A project of this scale has never been done before, and a project that brings in some of these artificial intelligence tools and the human element of managing animals has never been done before. This is really important when it comes to managing feral animals across the landscape in Northern Australia. It's a very vast, remote region, so it can be quite difficult and tricky to understand how best to manage animals across these regions, which is what we're trying to help.
Artificial intelligence and a space technology-powered digital twin, otherwise known as a virtual replica of the landscape, will be developed. The aim is to give Indigenous rangers the science and technology needed to help them accurately monitor the damage caused by feral cattle and buffaloes. Their migration patterns will also be analysed across a 22,000-plus square kilometre area in Arnhem Land in the Northern Territory, Upper Normanby and Archer River on Queensland's Cape York Peninsula. Ricky Archer, Dungan Man and CEO of NAILSMA, the North Australian Indigenous Land and Sea Management Alliance, says it's an important initiative to protect Aboriginal land.
Some of the common threats we see is, you know, damage to culturally significant floodplains, nesting habitats to, you know, some other important species. We see a direct link between reduced crocodile nesting habitat where there are increased buffalo. Anything that goes towards, you know, the destruction of country, whether it's cultural or environmental, traditional owners and rangers have identified that as a threat to healthy country.
Unmanaged feral cattle and buffaloes can have a huge impact on biodiversity, including land degradation, overgrazing of native vegetation, erosion and destruction to rivers and wetlands. More than 1,000 unmanaged cows and buffaloes will be electronically tracked using GPS satellite tracking tags. Mr. Archer says the collaboration is an important bridge between science and technology and Indigenous culture.
So there's a natural link between, you know, the technology they can provide and the problems that traditional owners and rangers have on the ground, making sure that collaboration works and making sure wherever possible we've got, you know, Indigenous practitioners in the driver's seat looking after their country and looking after the threats on their country.
Mr. Archer's small organisation is an Indigenous-led, not-for-profit company operating across North Australia, helping Indigenous people manage their country sustainably for future generations. He's excited that the project will ensure First Nations people are at the forefront looking after the environment.
This is a game changer, given that it will give us data in real time. We'll be able to look at animals moving out on Cape York or out on Arnhem Land, you know, live as it happens, and, you know, translating that into, you know, decision-making tools so rangers can make the best informed decisions on where they put their efforts and their management in place.
CSIRO and Microsoft will create the tools and systems needed to utilise artificial intelligence. Microsoft will also leverage cloud-based and machine learning solutions. Lynn McDonald, Microsoft Azure Space Lead for Australia.
With satellite technology, with space imagery, you can see an entire geographic region. And so you can look at it quite broadly, or you can get specific detail out of it. And then with different space technologies, you have radar, you have different modalities with satellite technology so that you can understand different elements of the environment.
Space Cows is a four-year-long project currently in its early stages, with final decision-making left to rangers and local communities.
So there's a natural link between, you know, the technology they can provide and the problems that traditional owners and rangers have on the ground. And, you know, NAILSMA's kind of in the middle and facilitating and kind of making sure that collaboration works and making sure wherever possible we've got, you know, Indigenous practitioners in the driver's seat looking after their country and looking after the threats on their country.
Bernadette Clark, SBS News.